in great detail in the past, and that is, how is Reb Chanina ben Tradian allowed to be Moisa Nefesh to teach Torah? It's not one of the three averos chamuros that a yoharigal val yavor. You have avoid azari, you have gilur rayas, and you have shvichas davim. To teach Torah, Talmud Torah is not one of the gimel averos chamuros. So lechur, if somebody puts a gun to your head and says, "Learn Torah, I'll kill you," you don't learn Torah because you can't be in a situation where you're just giving up your life, unless it's avoid azari gilur rayas shvichas davim. So pasha, you'll tell me it was a shas hashman, and the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. Perik ben Seiru Moir, Ayin Da'alon Amad Aleph, Lo Yishonu Ela Shaloi B'Shas Hashmat, Avol B'Shas Hashmat. But the Kasha is the Shita Sarah. The Ran, who famously says that the only time it's true that B'Shas Hashmat, a person has to give himself up, even for a mitzvah kalo, that's only if we're dealing with a mitzvah Sloy Sase. But for a mitzvah Sase, you never give up your life, even B'Shas Hashmat, teaching Torah is a mitzvah Sase. So if teaching Torah is a mitzvah Sase, the Kasha is, how is Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian allowed to give up his life? The same Kasha is on Rabbi Akiva, the same Kasha is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who was Mois and Nefesh to give smicha, and the Teretz is, we spoke it out recently, the Chinuch says, the mitzvah Reish Tzad the Gvav, that you see from here that even though a person is not obligated to give up his life, like the Ran said, but Chassidim, if you're a Chassid and you feel Shashot, Srichaloi, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian, you felt this was the right thing to do. He felt that even though Al Pi Halacha, if you open up a Shulchan Aruch and you ask your local rabbi, they're going to tell you, no, don't do it. It doesn't matter. This was a gather of Hayrasha, and the Hayrasha Rabbi Chanina ben Tradian felt was that this was the right thing to do.